Come, precious scepter, show me your true power. Oh, yes, what incredible magic. Perfect! So powerful, I can't control it!
Such a pity! Such a pity!
Such a pity. Me? I am Dul Magus, and I was referring to the fragility of human life. I said such a pity. A terrible pity that a shining young star like you should chance to encounter me. What? You won't forget my name? You're too kind. I shall return the favor, and remember yours as well. Now, let us finish this before I feel any more pity. It has been an honor making your acquaintance. You may rest assured, your death will not be in vain. Now nothing stands in my way. Well, well, what faith you have. Let's put it to the test, shall we? Ah, if it isn't King Toad, looking as small and ugly as ever. Such a pity. It seems fate and your benevolent goddess are both on my side. Yes, such a pity. Poor Francisco.
The power.
My work here is done. Parting is such sweet sorrow. Why, if it isn't King Troll and Princess Merdia, I didn't expect you to find me. But what's done is done. Tell me, is this scepter as powerful as people say? Well deduced. You save me the bother of explaining myself, Your Majesty. I heard all about it. About a legendary magical scepter sealed deep inside Castle Trudaine, and about how it could bestow ultimate magical powers. With this, nothing can stop me from becoming the greatest magician of all time. Then, I'll have my revenge on those scornful snobs who made a fool of me. Nothing can stop me. I see no reason to delay this any further. Time to unleash its true power. King Troad, you will be my first guinea pig. Is that the best it can do? The mare I can see, but you look more like a toad than a troll to me. Ah, but wait. The magic circle here must be restricting its full powers. If I can take it away from here, I'll see what it can really do. Come, precious scepter, show me your true power. Oh, yes, what incredible magic. Perfect! So powerful, I can't control it! Well, well. What persistent fools coming after me in here? If I'm not mistaken, you're the very same servants of Troad I had the displeasure of meeting at my Abbey. So, you think you can defeat me and lift your master's curse? What admirable loyalty. But alas, I am not receiving visitors at present. I'm healing. This magic is so overwhelming that my body can hardly contain it. Such is its power. A small price to pay for obtaining such unimaginable might. Anyway, you won't be staying long, will you? Such a pity. You won't be able to fulfill your master's wish. But at least you shall fulfill your own destiny. To die at my hand. Tut, tut. We never learn, do we? You've come back for more. One wishes to turn his master back to normal. Another wishes to avenge her brother's death. I see you all have your own pitiful circumstances. But the most pitiful thing of all is this. You will never defeat me, no matter how many times you try. Did you really imagine you could stand up to one as mighty as I? Your fates are sealed, worthless fools! Shall we begin? Feisty! You surprise me! I never imagined you could squirm for so long! Had I not been healing, I would have crushed you in an instant! But never mind. It is time we brought this little show to an end. What a pity. What a pity it will be to finally say goodbye. Now taste my true power. You will writhe in the unbearable agony of these thorns forever. What? Why isn't it working? What kind of trickery is this? Ah, you leave me no choice. Now you will face my true might!
You worthless fools! Prepare to be crushed! You will never pester me again! Back again! You stubborn idiots! My body was just moments away from complete restoration! Prepare to meet your end! You will never disturb me again! Not now! It cannot end now!
Master, do you think perhaps you could teach me some magic soon? No, not yet. Sorry, Master.
How many years has it been now? How many years spent scrubbing floors and dusting shelves? Is this truly what it is to be a sage's apprentice? He hasn't taught me a thing. What little magic I do know I've had to teach myself. If such piffling parlour tricks can even be called magic. How am I ever going to master real spells when my every waking minute is taken up with mind-numbing chores? What's this about? A legendary scepter? Sealed away in Castle Tredane? That's it! That's the answer! If I only had that scepter, I could wield any magic I wanted!
Master,
It is an honor to be allowed to entertain you, Your Majesty. I have prepared some tricks for your amusement. You are too kind, Your Majesty.
Such a pity! Such a pity!